Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Water Treat Green comments for today, Wednesday, June 1st. And then as this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 0.75 cents at 7.54 1/4, July wheat up 5.5 cents at 10.93, holding the 50-day moving average, and July beans up 8.5 cents at 16.91. We had the outside down key reversal on the beans yesterday, but it looks like we'll start higher here this morning. Egypt did buy some beans, China bought some beans, 132,000 metric tons of beans, half old crop, half new crop. I don't think that'll do much for the market out here, but certainly a little bit of buying on the breaks out here. Egypt looks to be buying wheat. Russia has the cheapest wheat offers out there for the moment, and we'll have to see what the final total is out there, but at least we know that Egypt is buying wheat from Russia. That's a little bit bearish on the wheat. Question remains, what will the Russians do overall? Are they going to lift the export restrictions in Ukraine and allow wheat and corn to move out? Or are they going to wait till sanctions are lifted? I think that's going to be a cold day in hell before anybody in the EU or the West lifts any sanctions against Russia for what they've done out here. Now, the crop progress reports, you know, the corn is pretty well caught up. Beans are caught up. Spring wheat plantings are still behind. But there's still apparently 2 to 3 million acres in North Dakota and Minnesota that need to get planted. They could certainly do it this week, but the weather still remains cool and wet out here. But overall, you know, we did a lot of damage to the corn chart and the bean chart. The wheat chart under $11 doesn't look very good either. So I don't know whether we're going to be able to sustain this rally much further. Crude oil is up $2.41 a barrel. It's still about $3 off the highs we made yesterday, but still, you know, the crude should add a little bit of strength to the markets here today. So we'll have to see where we go, but overall, the weather looks a little bit chilly and wet, but we've got most of the grain in the ground in the Midwest. The I states are all caught up. Again, it's just Minnesota and North Dakota that are really presenting any problems out here. We're looking for the USDA crush to be 180.5, up slightly from a year ago, but well down from last month. Again, I see demand as the biggest problem out here for the time being. We're not seeing any corn sales, very little bean sales, and the wheat export inspections are certainly nothing to write home about. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.